T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve, 10 in the morning now, 7:45 here on this Monday morning, April 6th. Three big things. Day 13 of Sedgwick County stay home order. The county now has 108 COVID-19 cases, 747 across Kansas. Remains of a toddler missing nearly a month, recovered from Little Walnut River near Leon in Butler County. President Trump says supplies must get to hotspots in the pandemic. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning here in Wichita, potential traffic slowdown. Watch out, we got a stalled out vehicle northbound I-235 right around Zoo Boulevard. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Cloudy, breezy, and warmer today with a high of 74 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 59. Tuesday, sunny and warm. Tomorrow's high up to 80 degrees. Now a cloudy sky. We've got a south wind gusting to 28 miles per hour and 59 degrees. VoxLink can set up your office phone calls to go to your cell phone as well. VoxLink has the ability to customize the perfect solution for all your telecom needs in these unsettled times. Call 844-VOXLINK. That's 844-869-5465. VoxLink. 7:47, Steve and Ted. Kansas City Police investigating a shooting involving an off-duty officer who says he shot his neighbor when his service weapon unintentionally fired. Police say in a news release, the shooting happened around 12:30 this morning, when the officer called for help saying he had accidentally shot his neighbor. Police say a preliminary investigation shows the officer was inside his home when his service weapon fired and the round entered the home of his neighbor, hitting a man in his 30s.
Wow.
That's strange. Police say the victim was taken by ambulance to a hospital in stable condition. Police say the officer, a 24-year veteran assigned to the Metro Patrol Division, has been placed on administrative leave.
Wow.
Police officer. Okay. Ventilators, we hear a lot about ventilators.
Right.
They're a popular term you hear right now, but you may not be exactly sure what they do.
This is House Call for Help. At virtually every briefing by the president and governors, there's talk about ventilators.
They want thousands of ventilators. You call up a governor and they'll say, sir, could you send us 40,000 ventilators? Nobody has ever heard of a thing like this.
In the most serious cases of COVID-19, the patient's lungs become damaged. They fill with fluid or become inflamed, and so their ability to take in oxygen is compromised. A ventilator pumps pure oxygen directly into the lungs. It's done through tubes inserted through the mouth or surgically into the neck. Patients are given sedation or sometimes are put to sleep to avoid discomfort. Doctors and officials warn we face a shortage of ventilators and it doesn't work for everyone. The longer a patient stays on a ventilator, the greater the risk of death. But when it's successful, a ventilator is a lifesaver, providing oxygen while giving the lungs time to heal from the virus. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Intense global demand to get protective equipment for doctors and nurses on the front lines of the coronavirus battle is prompting states and hospitals to compete in a shady marketplace where prices are soaring. State governors across the U.S. have been pressing unsuccessfully for the federal government to centralize the process and stop the competition between states. their own hospital systems, other countries, and the federal government itself. States say they have no choice but to pay inflated prices, calling it a matter of life and death. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he plans to speak to President Trump about the ban on exporting N95 masks. So there's a lot going wrong with this. There's not much of a system there to keep things on track, I guess. On the stock markets Friday, the Dow closed down 360 points, the NASDAQ down 114, and the S&P closed down 38 points. All right, at 7:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is time for Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning, talking about Boeing shutdown, and it continues. Right, Bill?
Yes, that's right. And actually, it's extended. The Boeing company announcing Sunday that it's keeping its Washington state facilities on shutdown until further notice. The company had planned to restart operations this week after a two-week suspension. Boeing said in a news release that it continues to focus on the health and safety of employees. Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita had also shut down for 2 weeks. Spirit says it's considering its options. Newton Medical Center instituting furloughs, salary cuts, and other reductions. Like all businesses, it's dealing with lost revenue and increased expenses because of the coronavirus pandemic. Medical Center leadership calls the moves temporary. They include pay cuts for executives and managers, employee furloughs, wage adjustments, reduced work schedules, reduced employee benefits, and reduced clinic hours. And many of us may have been stuck at home, but construction crews have stayed busy. Wichita Business Journal real estate reporter Shelby Reynolds drove around Wichita to check on some of the area's high-profile projects, and she says the work has come a long way since you may have seen them last. Shelby took photos. They're featured on the website, WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I'll tell you what, that's working outdoors. Maybe it's a good thing. Keep somebody working out there.
You've got to keep your distance a little bit.
Yeah,
those construction projects are still going.
Well, I wonder of course, the question is how long, once we get this thing sort of quote, solved and people start back to work, I think, Bill, there are a lot of people who are just, quote, furloughed, and there's a job there. And when this comes back, I see people, and of course, you don't want to watch TV too much on a weekend, or you'll get all these, these opinions from all these experts. Oh, this is going to go on for the next 57 years. You know, everybody's gloom and doom, and nobody really knows what's going to happen.
But no.
You and I look at it with this common sense and say, look, if these people come back and they start the retailers revive and the restaurants, they're going to need people and they're going to start hiring immediately, bringing people back. And I just don't.
I think they're going to have to because of this, it's all pent up demand. There's demand out there. Once we get out and about, we're going to want to go shopping. We're going to want to eat out somewhere. We're
going to
buy things. So I think it's pent up demand, and they'll have to come back.
Here's something I thought about. Shelley and I, we discussed what's going on. I thought about this over the weekend, too. You take a small business person, and they say, well, I'm going to lose my business, okay? I understand. That's terrible. It's a tragic thing. Take the small business, but the business people you know are what? Entrepreneurs, risk takers.
You bet.
They'll try something else immediately, if their business goes under. If they can get the financing.
And that's something that we saw. You make a great point there. That's something that we saw back in the Great Recession. People lost their jobs. They thought, what am I going to do now? A lot of them started their own businesses.
That's right.
And that's, you know, one of the good things that may have come out of it.
Well, let's say you lost a restaurant. Maybe you could, you know how to do it. Just get another building and a little loan and let's go again. So anyway, I'm hoping for the best. I know you are too, Bill.
Absolutely. We want these guys to come back, guys and gals, obviously.
For those of us who are of Scottish descent, and I know there are at least two of us in this room right here in the studio, National Tartan Day honors the Scottish heritage flowing through the United States. You ever thought about this? I don't think there's a lot of, well, you go to McPherson, okay? They have a Scottish festival.
A lot of Scots.
Yeah. From its early beginnings, Americans with Scottish ancestry endeavored for the freedom as much as any American. It was in their blood. Of the 13 governors in the newly established United States, 9 were Scots.
Wow.
There are 56 signatures on the Declaration of Independence. Some scholars suggest nearly a third of those signers were of Scottish descent. I went to my personal Facebook this morning and put the McIntosh tartan on there. Is the name Roy, is that a Scottish name?
Well, we initially thought it was Scotch-Irish, yeah. But it turns out both sides of my family are from Ireland. So
oh, really? So
maybe they came over, you know, back in the 1500s, right, 1600s, right. Something like that.
Of course, Ted, you've got the Stuarts in Ted's family, so yeah, how about that?
Ah.
Right, Ted?
More of an English.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I'm the only Scot in the room, I guess. Okay. Celebrating Tartan Day. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, stay with us, Steve and Ted. Got another hour to go here. We're going to have the latest from the president on the pandemic. Of course, Ted has sports, right, Ted?
Yep, we'll get to what's going on in college football. We'll have we got a classic KU basketball game to tell you about tonight, too, coming up. Yeah, well, I'll have that in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the way, right?
Yep, a pretty dandy edition of the entertainment news in the Blurs coming up at 8:35 this morning. You don't want to miss that.
And your Monday morning traffic and weather coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.